was definitely a long wait. And I've always told myself I'm just more fortunate and I'm sorry, not fortunate, but consumed in just the opportunity. And, you know, so it got tough. It got tough, but I just, you know, kept telling myself to be optimistic and just worry about the opportunity. And fortunate enough, you know, Green Bay came around later in the seventh round and, you know, added me to the franchise, which I'm very, very grateful for.
In a 3-4 defense, do you expect to play inside?
Throughout the time while I was in college, I played every linebacking position, both in a 4-3 and 3-4. So I'm looking forward to playing any position in which I come in and I compete at and fit well into the scheme.
Sam, when did you play a 3-4? When did you play a 4-3? And can you kind of take us through how you moved around?
Right. I was at USF my whole collegiate career, and we were primarily a 4-3 defensive unit. We had some abilities to go 3-4 when we would sometimes stand our defense to end up or bring another guy and kind of bring him off the edge. And if it was, you know, a passing situation, it would be more of a pass, you know, a smaller guy so he can drop back in coverage and blitz as well. I played the Mike my sophomore year. I played both Mike and Will my freshman year. I played Sam primarily my sophomore year, and when we went into our nickel package, I played the Mike. And my senior year, I played all three positions. So.
How big a deal was your pro day after maybe not running as well as you wanted to at the combine?
It was very important to me. Combine didn't go as well as I thought it would, so I had to kind of regroup myself mentally and physically, come back to my pro day and, you know, just fix some things that, you know, see if I could, there's some things I could fix. My body was kind of tore up, so I just kind of had to get my legs back under me, come to the pro day with a new mindset and just do the best I could. And fortunately, I was able to put up some good numbers.
Sam, could you just kind of explain the arrests that you had? I think it was related to a parking ticket, but what was the issue there?
Right. It was just a matter of not taking care of something that should have been taken care of at that time, and letting tickets go untaken care of, and it definitely led to bigger problems, bigger issues. I suffered for from it, both socially and financially, having to hire, you know, different attorneys and whatnot to get my ticket situation squared away. I'm proud to say my license is under a valid state now, and I am a better person because of that situation. And I just hope I get the opportunity to prove that I am a better person through the Green Bay franchise.
Sam, did you get asked a lot about that stuff? I mean, did you have to talk about it with teams when they interviewed you? How did it kind of affect you here?
Right. Well, being that this process is so taxing, and everybody, they want to know every detail. I did get asked about it a lot. I think the most important thing was to just be be honest and be upfront, and not only be honest with teams, but be honest with yourself about how you allowed yourself to get in the situation. I think what I know is I answered all questions as honest as possible, and so when I was asked about it, I answered it, and then most people, they kind of just moved on from it.
So, Sam, is that completely cleared up yet? Are there any other hurdles that you have to, you know, overcome with that?
No, sir. It's completely cleared up.
Would you say that you're good in pass defense? I guess how would you rank yourself there?
How do you evaluate yourself as a pass defender?
I think I'm very active in the passing, you know, in passing defense. Being that I played extensively in the passing game, and I never was a guy that came off the field when we switched our nickel package, as well as I played different positions when we've been in our nickel package or dime package coming out of college, I take pride in it. You know, anything I can do to get better as far as being a pass linebacker, I take pride in it. And whether it's a tight end or a small receiver or a running back, I'm going to do my best to, you know, be efficient in the pass defense.
What would you consider the biggest challenge for linebackers in today's NFL?
The biggest challenge coming from college to the NFL, I can't really say. All I can say is I just need to make sure I put myself in the best position to be ready to come into camp in shape, be ready to gain the trust of my coaches and teammates and learn my playbook as fast as possible so I can come in and compete and contribute.